broadcasting live from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for FinTech South 2019. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Mike Salmon with you with Business Radio X, broadcasting live from FinTech South here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We've been talking to technology leaders all day long. And joining us now, a very special guest, is Tim Echols with the Georgia Public Service Commission. And thank you so much for stopping by, Tim.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Wonderful to have Atlanta, such a hub for FinTech. It's a mammoth business, and like a lot of infrastructure-type things, you know, whether that be the gas company or the stuff under the ground, for water or sewer or plumbing, it doesn't get the credit it deserves.
I don't think people realize what a tech hub Atlanta is. I got some of the notes here from the TAG State of the Industry report as far as the number of jobs, the amount of money. This is one of the top markets in the world when it comes to financial technology.
Yeah, it is, and we work with TAG every year. They give this State of the Industry report at my Clean Energy Roadshow every summer. So as the new one is released, they're there as I travel around the state, really promoting clean fuels, solar, renewable energy, and TAG is very much a part of that.
For those that may not be familiar with the Georgia Public Service Commission, talk about what your agency does.
Yeah, so think about anything in the right-of-way, right? Originally trains in 1879, and then telegraph, telephone, gas, electrical, and now we regulate all pipeline safety in the state. So it's a lot of non-sexy stuff, but certainly impacts every single person, all 10 million Georgians.
As commissioner, what are your goals and what do you try to do every day?
Well, certainly, this is my ninth year on the commission. I mean, we want to make sure that we keep Georgia a very competitive state, right? We've been a great place to do business, Site Selection Magazine, and we want to continue to provide, below the national average energy rate. So for us, it's 4% below the national average for residential, but industry, 17% below the national average. That's a big number for us because when you attract companies in here, you're bringing in jobs. And, as you help folks get a job, you help elevate them, out of poverty or whatever situation they may be in. So increasing the number of jobs and growing Georgia's population and Georgia's GDP is important.
Well, and keeping those costs down, we talked about at the start of this interview why Atlanta is such a great technology hub. That's just one of the reasons, along with the workforce that's available and so forth, but it's a great place to put your business because it's very affordable compared to other parts of the country.
Yeah, we kind of have an all-of-the-above strategy when it comes to energy. I mean, we've got more Department of Defense solar in Georgia than any other state. So you look at military bases around the state, they've got a couple of hundred acres of panels at just about every base. That's been important for us. We're 10th in the nation in installed solar. We are building a couple of nuclear reactors over on the Savannah River. They're over budget, unfortunately, but we are making progress. The cap is on unit 3. And I think in the long run, folks are going to be glad we have this carbon-free electricity as we go forward. There will probably be a carbon tax in the U.S. one day. I don't want it, but I think it's going to happen, and we got to get ready for that.
When you think of technology, Georgia seems to be ahead of the game. What is it about Georgia? Why are we, maybe compared to some of our neighboring states, seem to be getting all these businesses? You've kind of touched upon some of it, but what is it about technology, and is it just the leadership from the top on down?
Well, certainly having conservative folks that are, that are pulling the levers of government, I think it can make a difference. I mean, clearly the five commissioners, we have made it a priority to replace every cast iron and bare steel pipe in the state. So you go up north and they still have a lot of leaking infrastructure. We've already replaced all that. We put smart meters, digital meters on every home. So a lot of states have not done that. So I think we've taken the plunge and done a lot of infrastructure investment because we know that if you don't do that, you eventually pay for it and you pay more. So I think it's been some common sense leadership, and we've moved the state forward.
We're talking with Tim Echols with Georgia Public Service Commission here at the 2019 FinTech South Technology Conference. How cool is this here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
Yeah, we just did a session on the prepay app that Georgia Power has that folks can prepay their bill, and it's really helping low-income folks not only get rid of the debt that they owe the power company, not have to have a reconnection fee, not have to have a deposit. All those things are good. But what we've discovered with the 65,000 customers that are on this, and they're mostly low income, is that they're saving on average 10% of energy. So when they get that text, Mike, they get that text that only have $31 left in my account, and they start turning off lights, and they start taking evasive action to save energy, and ultimately it saves them money, and that's a good thing.
I don't want to keep you too long. I know you got a busy agenda. You said you've been on the commission for 9 years.
Yes.
On the agenda moving forward, what are some things that you would like to see?
Yeah, I think we want to continue to experiment with technology. I think you're going to see us add about 50 megawatts of utility battery storage. So I think you're going to see batteries being the real next big thing in utilities over the 2020s. So I think we're going to dip our toe into that. We're not going to be the tip of the spear like California and Germany will be, but we'll wait, let the cost go down just like we have with solar, and then be able to utilize that new technology when it gets good and cheap.
And Tim, you said before you came on here, you do some radio yourself to help get the word out about the work you do so people can hear what's going on with you.
Yeah, so Energy Matters is my weekly show on Cox Media Group. And if you just go to WGAURadio.com, you can listen to all episodes on demand. We've done 16 episodes this year, and we do this every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. But folks can listen to it anywhere in the world on demand from WGAURadio.com or follow us on Twitter at Matters Radio. And I'm at Tim Eccles on Twitter.
That's great. We love anybody who's pro radio and pro podcast and understands it and embraces it. We appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
All right, Tim Eccles with the Georgia Public Service Commission joining us here. Again, we're at the 2019 FinTech South Technology Conference at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We'll be broadcasting live interviews all afternoon right here on Business Radio X.